Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
I can move this.
You can. Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger.
And guess who's with her?
My mommy.
Making trouble.
Always making trouble. I think you're more of a troublemaker than I am nowadays. Oh, God. I literally just landed from Washington, D.C.
You did?
An hour ago. And came here to do a podcast. It's 9:30 at night.
It is.
Sunday night.
It's past my bedtime.
It is. Wait, and you still have to drive home tonight. We're a mess. That's what we're getting at. But we're going to sacrifice our tiredness and sleep for you guys because we're such hard workers and we care about you a lot. We do care about you, but...
She didn't want to drive to Santa Barbara tomorrow.
I really didn't. I really, I'm done traveling. I'm going to stay in Southern California for a while.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I have a few things coming up, but they're all in Southern California. So there was one funny thing. We're just jumping into news. I have zero holidays for today.
Oh.
What is... Dad's birthday's on Friday?
Let me look. Yes, it is.
And Eric's is on next Monday, the 24th. It's not on that calendar. Don't look.
Or the 26th?
It's on the 24th. I know. He just told me.
Is it? Oh, this is wrong on my calendar.
Is it? Wait, hold on. Let me look on my calendar because I was with him an hour ago and he told me... It's the 24th, yeah.
Oh.
He said the Monday after the show.
Oh, great. I have it on my... All my calendars are wrong.
Maybe they told you that on purpose.
Oh.
Maybe he just likes to be alone on his birthday. What is that? We don't know how to do that. So, my piece of news, now that we've covered all the upcoming holidays. Did we? Yeah, that's all of them. There is this high school... Okay, so you know you take senior photos, so yes. They have to be like nice, and that's what they put in the yearbook, and that's what you give out to everybody, blah, 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 blah. Well, you still have to have a school ID.
Yes.
So the school let their seniors dress up as memes.
Oh, yes.
For their senior, did you see these going around? Mm-hmm. One girl dressed up as Miranda Sings, another one dressed up as James Charles. Well, a boy did dress up as James Charles. Those were the only internet ones I saw, like the YouTubers I saw, but there were so many out there, like just dressed as Audrey Hepburn. They're dressed as, like, people from The Office. It was really fun. Some I saw were actually Photoshopped on, like, you know, trying to catch on that trend. And it took me a while to be like, is this real? But I think it's real. So I'm just going to say it's real. It's on the internet. It's real. But I thought that was a...
It's on the internet. It's real. Oh, Rachel.
Shh, I have jet lag. I thought that was funny. Because I was like, I can't believe they let them do this for the yearbook. And then I realized, no, for your senior year, professional photos go in the yearbook.
Yeah.
And then you're just whatever photos. So I thought that was a really cool school spirit way to do. That's like, that's fun, man. That's fun. Yeah. I saw someone tweet the other day. My school's theme for the football game is gray. Wow. Creative. It's like that. My school... We always failed at doing, like, school spirit stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we really did. They did come up with, like, a shirt that everyone bought, but that was it. That was our extent, was merch. So, good for us. Shane Dawson is going to put out a new docuseries, and he just released the trailer about a week ago, and he announced that it's about Jake Paul.
Mm.
And, my phone just tried to play me the Shane Dawson trailer on my watch. So Shane Dawson had conspiracy theories in my phone. So he released that he's doing it about Jake Paul. And a lot of the internet wasn't happy about it because the Paul brothers have gotten into quite a few scandals.
Yeah.
Jake has gotten into less lately than his brother. But everyone was very upset about it. Which I think, one of my knobs, I'm changing a knob that was on this mixing board. So I might sound a little different just now than I did 2 seconds ago. Anyway, guys, I'm jet lagged. Darn it. Don't do a podcast when you're on this little sleep and a time change. But people were upset about the fact that he was doing it on it. But You guys don't know what it's about yet. One, he released a trailer. It's a 1 minute trailer that has almost, it has a little over 6 million views right now, but it's just a trailer. You have no idea what it's, what's actually going to be in it. And if you're saying you're giving more exposure to someone who you don't like, the Paul brothers, they are already exposed. They already have the exposure. Also, it's Shane's channel. He can do what he wants. Mm-hmm. And who cares? Like, let him do what he wants. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. I'm going to watch it. I find it interesting. Because mm-hmm. I don't know much about the Paul brothers other than their scandals. And I would like to know. I'd like to be more educated on their thought process and the people in their lives. I'm not going to watch their videos, but I'll watch Shane's video about it.
And how does Shane know about it? How does he know what's fact and what's not?
It's a docuseries. He's going to document it and he's going to investigate in his conspiracy theory voice. And he's going to find out what he's going to find out.
There we go.
I'm excited to watch it. I don't know. I mean, they already have as much exposure as they're going to get. People already know their name. And who knows? This might shine a light on something else. It might make Jake look at something. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
But it's Shane's channel and he's not doing anything offensive that I don't believe is offensive. So whatever. I'm just going to let him be him. And I'm excited for when it's released.
And you'll talk about it when you see it.
Yeah. And I'll say the pros and cons of it. And if I liked or didn't like it. Thinking of things that are about to be released, the iPhone X series just got announced. The XS, the XR, and the XS Max. Okay.
And they're ridiculously expensive.
But they kept the prices down because they're not giving you the dongle anymore.
What's a dongle?
It's the thing. The dongle.
Because it attaches your
headphones to the phone.
Oh, yes.
Because for some reason, they still won't give us a headphone jack. Money's the reason they won't give us a headphone jack because they make more money selling the dongle.
The dongle.
Hold on, I wrote it down.
Never heard of such a thing.
Dongle. Because they made it up. Because they had to make up this product that was in zero need of existence.
It's a dongle.
Until they decided that we needed it. But they're like, we were able to keep the prices down on these iPhones because we're not giving you the dongle anymore. And everyone's like, prices are down? What are you talking about? The cheapest one is $800. And then the most expensive is like 12 or 14. I don't know.
That's half a rent.
Right? So anyway, they're just bigger. And I realized, I was like, why do people like big phones? I don't get it. Like, I like the smaller one. I've always hated the pluses. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they're just too big. They don't fit in my pockets. They don't fit in my purses. They're just heavier. I don't like it.
Wait till you're 59 and can't read it.
I know. So there's two reasons why I believe the older people like them because you can see the print better.
Yeah.
And then younger people like them because they actually watch stuff on their phones. Yes. I don't watch anything on my phone.
Yeah.
I am home 80% of my life. So I'm always on my laptop or my iMac. And so I watch, or on my TV. And so I have multiple ways to watch things on a larger scale than a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll be watching TV on my computer and my phone all at the same time. And I'm like, I'm a little extreme here. But so I hate when phones get bigger, but I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still really mad about it because I'm like, remember when it was all about getting smaller? Colleen once had a phone that was a literal, it was like a tiny, probably about as big as your pointer finger. Mm-hmm. And then it flipped sideways to make it two pointer fingers. And it was the skinniest thing in the world. And it was just like, oh, you got that cool new phone. Like, there used to be like the Razer phone that was like the thinnest they could make it.
Right.
Because people wanted smaller phones.
Yeah, fit in your pocket.
And Zoolander, the joke was that he was like so rich and famous, he had the tiniest phone in the world.
Now it's the biggest.
Now it's like, who has the biggest phone?
Go back to when they first started with those cellular phones. They were these big old boxy things.
Yes, but like people, when they first started making the iPhones bigger, people were making a joke about how like they're using iPads as phones now.
Right.
I'm like, it is literally an inch away from being an iPad mini at this point. Like, I just, oh, it stresses me out. But there weren't many differences with this new one. I read an article being like, there's not much farther they can go with the iPhone as it is,
mm-hmm.
because there's just not that much room more to grow. They've done as much. So they like changed it so you can fiddle with the photos after you take pictures. And that's, they come in three, the X the XS's come in 3 standard colors and the XR's come in 6 colors. Like, there's, it's more water resistant and it's more expensive. Like, that's really the only differences.
Don't you just put a cover on it anyway?
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. That's what I don't get about a lot of things. They're like people love it because it's like glass all around. I'm like, I put a cover on.
Right.
I think JoJo's the only person that I know that doesn't put a cover on her phone.
Right.
The watches, though, they came out with the Apple Watch Series 4, which mm-hmm. I'm actually excited about. They have the ECG in it.
Oh, I saw that EKG.
Yeah, is it EKG? I think it's an EKG, but then I read an article and it kept saying ECG?
ECG.
ECG, right?
I don't know.
It scans your heart and your blood and mm-hmm. all that crap, and it actually can trigger a call to emergency services.
Wow.
If you fall and are immobile for an entire minute after that fall.
Really?
So if it's like, because it detects your heartbeat, like your movement and all that stuff, so it's like, oh, you've fallen and you can't get up.
Well, that could save a lot of lives.
It could. It could also be when I'm really dramatic and I fall. And then I lay on the floor like, I can't get up for a minute, but really I can. I hope they give you a notification, be like, yo, we're about to call the police.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, I'm moving. But I think it's more like the heartbeat and stuff.
Yeah.
And it could, like, so it can like detect stuff. And it has a bigger display, but it's thinner.
Good.
And I'm more excited about that. I love my watch. I have the one, I have 2 series ago. I think I have the 2nd series. So I skipped the 3rd. I do that with iPhones and Apple stuff. Right. I skip a series or two.
Yeah.
And then I'll buy another.
Right.
And I'm like, I'll let you guys have this one. I'll catch you next time around. I can't do it. There's so many people that like, I know Joey Graceffa does it.
The newest.
He always buys like the newest one right mm-hmm. away. He just loves it. And I just don't think I'm that into it. I'm just like, no, I'm good. I'm going to save $1,000 real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to go buy some food. I'd rather eat some more food today. But yeah, I thought the whole like triggering emergency services could be really good for some people.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little difficult for me. but I actually want the newest one, either the 3 or the 4, because the cell service can be used without your phone near you.
So it shares
cell
nice.
Service with your phone. So I can go out on a walk,
that's
still
wonderful.
Get text message, still make emergency phone calls. I can make any phone calls, but like I like the emergency that I can call on my watch. It's always connected to me. So if I lose my phone, my watch still works.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great.
Not sponsored, by the way.
Not sponsored. I wish. this episode is not sponsored. Thank you guys so much. You guys were very supportive of our last one being sponsored. And I thank you very much for that. It was very exciting for us.
Yes.
Like, people care enough about our podcast. It was great. Thank you so much, guys. You guys were awesome. But Amazon, not an ad again. There's a lot of Amazon in this. I should be sponsored by Amazon. I talk about them all the time.
I buy from them. Hello, they should sponsor
they're
me too.
They're secretly a terrible company, apparently. But I can't stop. But anyway, they're investigating claims that employees deleted reviews and sold sales data to sellers. So people would pay, who was it? I don't remember who did it. But some news article, I think it was the Washington Post investigated it. I don't really like the Washington Post, but I like this investigation that they were like, you go into like this, like, you know, basically the black web, and people would be like, they think the going rate was to delete a negative review was $300, but you had to do it with at least 5 reviews at once. So times that by 300, by 300. And so they'd have companies were paying thousands and thousands of dollars for all the negative reviews to be deleted. It was very illegal, and the CEOs of Amazon didn't know about it. It was like the sketchy, you know, people who, and so the Amazon's restricting what employees can have access to.
Gotcha.
But also they were selling data of other people's sales to competing companies. So they would know.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Also, another terrible thing was that Trump tweeted that 3,000 people didn't die in Hurricane Maria.
Don't even get started.
That just makes me upset because.
Yeah.
Like, you can be a raging piece of crap. I mean, you can't, but you can't. Clearly, you can't. But people died.
Yeah.
That's not something Democrats made up.
Nope.
That was a third party, had no affiliations with either side of the world. This isn't about politics. This isn't about the president. This was, no one was shaming him. It was like, 3,000 people died. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're American citizens because we own Puerto Rico. It was like, what are you, this had nothing to do with you, and he's making it about him, and that the Democrats are out to get, I'm sorry, like, that made me so angry. These are people's lives. These are people's family members. Yep. It's like the whole city got destroyed.
Yeah.
And he's saying, no, it wasn't that big. Only a few people. It was a great result. He was saying how it was like a good job.
Yeah.
You just like, oh man, that made me so angry. And I was really happy to see a lot of Republicans who are supported by him and who support him being like, no, 3,000 people died.
Yeah.
Like people were being like, no, we're going to, that's like people were had an itty bitty part of a heart.
Yeah.
And I was glad to see that, but I was just like, no one is supporting him on this. Absolutely right. No one. Cause it was so insulting and disrespectful and rude. Oh man. It made my blood boil. I may or may not have run to the White House today and flipped it off, but you don't know that for sure. I took a picture. Doesn't mean I'm going to post it. apparently, Facebook is cracking down harder on fake news than Twitter.
Really?
They did this like study where they put up these websites that were giving fake news stories on mm-hmm. both Twitter and Facebook. And Facebook's ones were getting taken down faster and Twitter's were being shared more often. So Twitter's shares and... Yes. The stories were actually going out faster and spreading more than Facebook's.
Right.
But Facebook is on a... People are, like, cracking down on Facebook right now because, like, they got hacked and the election stuff and all. Yeah. But they're actually better at it than Twitter. What kind of stories are we talking here? That's what I want to know. Because, like, the presidential stuff, I'm sure that's easier to find and that's more going to be shared around Facebook. And I think on Twitter, it's, like, probably stories about a dog.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't care if it's fake or not. It's inspirational. I freaking love Twitter. Okay. You know, Hurricane Florence has been downgraded to a tropical storm. Still very intense.
Yep.
There have been lives lost. It's very devastating.
Yes.
I have seen a few things on Twitter go around. There was the Weather Channel, did you see this, was using the scariest graphics on the planet to describe this hurricane. I was like, I'm getting anxiety watching this. I mean, it's a great scare tactic. The water rising. Yes. Yeah, I'll explain what it is for those who haven't seen it. So the newscaster's like standing on this platform explaining on a normal graph, like, you know, they're like, this is the hurricane. And you like don't understand any of the graphics, but you're like, yeah, that's scary to the people next to you. And then they're like, so this is what it's like when it's 3 feet. And then the camera pans out. The whole room is a green screen. And they show like the person is standing in a neighborhood, like the newscaster standing in a neighborhood, and the green screen turns into a neighborhood, and then they show the water rising around them, and the platform is like inside the green screen, so like you see the person like get almost engulfed in the water, and they show it rising to 15 feet, and like you could just see how deep it is, and mm-hmm. They did it for that effect to show you how scary it is, and like this isn't like evacuate. Oh, the gutters are full, so there's water on the street, like it really does get the first floods. So that was scary. There was one thing I did see where there was newscasters acting like he was getting blown away by the wind. And then there's just some dude strolling in the back. Yeah. And you're just like, okay, come on. And Colleen was like,
I don't think he was even moving in the right direction.
No.
Fighting against the wind.
And Colleen was scared because she saw it. Because she saw it over my shoulder. And she was like, well, now people are going to think it's not a big deal. Like the hurricane's not a big deal. And I saw a lot of people be like, see, the media can fake anything. And I was like, I think he was doing that to show people, like, this is scary. Get out. Like, he wasn't doing it to, like, trick people. He was doing it to, like, warn people, like, evacuate, get to safe, higher grounds. You know, he was trying to be a nice person about it. But it was really funny to watch.
It was funny to watch.
Also, Colleen told me this on the flight home. There's a huge typhoon happening in Hong Kong, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think it hit the Philippines first and then...
It's like worse than a hurricane. There's tornadoes, earthquakes, extremely strong winds, floods. A lot of people have died over there. And no one's talking about it here because we have Florence right now.
Right.
But as soon as relief for both start showing up, I will tweet them goodness gracious, what's happening? The typhoon is insane.
It is.
I just watched a tree just pop out of the ground. Mm-hmm. Just popped. It wasn't flooding. Just popped out of the ground. I was like, what did that? And Colleen's like, earthquakes and wind. I was like, there was a huge freaking oak tree. And it was just like, nah, I'm done. And just like hopped out of the ground. All cement around it just went flying up. I was like, what? I had to stop watching the videos of it because I was freaking out. On a lighter note. You were watching those videos too, right?
Yes.
Which one's the scariest you saw?
Well, I just saw a few this morning, and then I got busy with other things.
Yeah.
So I just saw, I couldn't believe how hard the rain was blowing, like sideways.
Yeah, and they're having tornadoes.
And this lightning thing happened.
And
the
lightning.
It was crazy.
It's like every insane, like,
let's throw all
the weather
together.
It's like Mother Nature is having her period on them right now. And it's... Okay. I'm not trying to make a joke. I am trying to make a joke to lighten the mood.
She's in childbirth.
She's she's giving birth at the moment. She's going hard. I shouldn't joke. I joke to make myself not cry in life. Yeah. It is very scary. Again, I will send out relief stuff when I find it. But if you like things like that, there are some crazy videos on Twitter right now. Walmart relaunched Jet. I've never heard of it, but it's a 3-hour delivery service. So you can order things from this Jet. It's Walmart and Jet. I don't know what they're the same.
Well, we don't know Walmart because we don't have one.
Yeah. But they will deliver within 3 hours, and they're trying to take on Amazon Prime because Prime's like, you can get one day, it's expensive, but or you can just do it the next day for free, or 2 days for free. Sometimes I get them a week later. But Walmart's trying to like compete with them. So they're like, we'll get you 3 hours. and they're doing it. They're targeting people in like major cities like New York. Because it's in major cities, it's hard to go out and run to the errand. An errand. Here, it's like, if I really need something today, I can go to Target. I can go down the street. I'm having food delivered to me. And a dog is following. Hello. Hi, Blaze. Did you find us? Oh, sit.
Here goes my armpit.
Sit, Blaze. Good boy. As long as you're sitting, you can lick her. So I thought that was my mom is just getting attacked now. Get down. Good boy. But again, but then Amazon Prime is rebutting that, and they have now Amazon Wardrobe. Thank you for the napkin. So you can pick out clothes on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
They put them in a box, and then they ship them to your house. You try on everything.
Oh, yes.
If you like it, you keep it. If you don't, you ship it back. Mm-hmm. And then they charge you for the things you...
Right.
Say. There's a lot of services that do this, but now Amazon is doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I went online today to try to do it, but I was on an airplane, and so the service did not work. So I have no idea if it's good or not. But do you buy clothes on Amazon?
No, I like to try my clothes on.
Yeah, but that's what they're saying. They're like, well, you could try them on.
No, because then
like,
you have to go to the post office.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's always
pack
like,
it back up.
I don't
want to
do
tape,
that.
You got to do this and that.
I don't want to do that.
And I go to the post office every day. But it still bothers me to have to return something.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's true. We order a lot online, and sometimes I have to return stuff. And it's... I have to print out the packing slip.
Yeah.
I have to tape up the box. I will return things to Target, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Target's great. I love returning things to, but I have to turn on Amazon. I return things is I walk into a Kohl's and there's an Amazon place and I literally just hand them the thing and then they take it back.
Oh.
But this is like you have to package it and take it to a UPS store or USPS store. I'm like, it's too much work. I don't want to do it. It could be cool. And it's already included in your Prime membership. So if you ever want you have a Prime membership and you want to try it out. Hashtag not ad. Hashtag it should be. I learned this. Stop laughing at me.
How many coffees have you had, Rachel?
This is my fourth one today. Uh-huh. And yesterday, I think I had 6 plus about 3 sodas.
Yes.
I was going hard. I'll talk about that once so we get to the questions of why I went so hard yesterday. Instagram will send up pop. Okay. I read this and I had to read it a few times. Instagram will send a pop-up about opioid addiction support if you're searching certain hashtags.
Really?
So I had to read about it, and I was like, I should educate myself on this. So apparently, there's a lot of like hashtags on Instagram to like find support, like, you know, suicide support and depression support and different stuff. And there's drug addiction support hashtags you can use. Okay. And people have been abusing this and selling the drugs people are trying to find support through the hashtags.
No.
And so they were like, okay, well, we have to like cut off these hashtags. And that's the only way they can stop people from like using them to sell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're like, well, now we're taking away people's ability to get support. So they took away their pipeline to the drugs, but now they're also taking away the pipeline to support. So if you search certain... Oh, I just hit my mic. So if you search certain things, certain hashtags about like opioids, that's all they focused on. But I'm sure they're going to do it with multiple drugs now. Then a pop-up will come up and ask if you need support or you know someone who needs support. Wow. And they can direct, and they like direct you through certain things so that they got rid of the bad people selling the drugs. And I thought that was cool. I was like, that's actually, that's nice. It's like, okay, they realized that they took away support, but then they added a greater support, a more direct support, which I thought was cool. Oh, something I didn't write down, but the first, mom, stop laughing
at me. Caffeine, people.
I am sweating.
This is caffeine.
I am literally sweating.
I'm falling asleep here, and she
You need to learn how to drink coffee. My mom does not drink coffee, neither does my dad. I don't know how you guys survive.
Iced tea.
No, it doesn't do anything. I drink nice tea, I'm like, what was this? Warm milk? I'm asleep. So, the back of my knees are sweating. What was I talking about? Oh, the first ever, mom.
You didn't write it down. You go, but I'm going to talk about it anyway.
It's a hotline run by transgender people for transgender people. Oh, my God. All I could think of transphobic, and I was like, that is the opposite of what I'm trying to say. Mean people. No. The first transgender hotline run by transgender people. I thought that was awesome. I saw Scott Hoying tweet Instagram story it. So I Instagram story it, and then I think the rest of the day everyone else was doing it as well. Like,
yeah.
It was just so great to see. Amy Schumer posted on her main Instagram, if you want to go see it. It's on her main. Everyone else just put it on their stories, so it's gone by now. Well, whoops. Okay, one more news story. I want to take off my shirt so bad.
Rachel.
Taking my shirt off. No, I can't. Not in the room. He's in the other room. Okay. So Amazon, another freaking Amazon story, but they were in the news, all right? They were in the news a lot. They are now going to sell live 7-foot Christmas trees this year.
What?
So you can order your live Christmas tree
and
on
have it
Amazon.
Delivered to your house?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I personally like going.
You gotta go pick it out.
I like to pick it out. I don't like. Okay. Boy Scouts, power to you. But I hate buying trees from them because they're all wrapped up first.
Yeah.
I want to look at every freaking inch of my tree. Exactly. I want to look where the holes are. I want to see the good side. I want to see which way it leans.
You need all of certain branches to hold.
Heavy branches.
Smell. You want to make sure it's fresh.
Oh, I got to touch it. I got to lick it.
Yes.
So,
well, I don't go that far.
I've licked them. So some people might really enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
I would not.
But that's okay if that's how you want to do your Christmas.
If you just that's how like, you do your I Christmas? Need a tree, a 7-foot live Christmas tree.
Hey, I know Amazon
in 2 days.
Yeah.
Maybe Walmart will sell them to get you in 3.
Maybe.
Okay. I was thinking we'd play 20 questions. I did not think of a game. My brain's not on. I'm just talking really fast.
All right.
So, think of one.
I got it. Go.
Is it edible?
No.
No, oh, it's not coffee then. Is it in this room?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Why do you pick things that can't? It's like always a maybe. It's always, what is it?
It's in this room.
It's in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Is it some stupid and odd thing like love?
No.
Okay.
Not stupid.
I know, but it would be like a tear. It has to be an object.
It's an object.
Okay. We're only 2 questions in. It's in this room. It's an object. It's not edible. She was confident about that. So is it an electronic?
No.
Okay. Does it have words on it?
No.
Is it part of the house?
No.
Well, you know, like a window, a wall, a door. That's what I mean. Can you sit on it?
So I'm only supposed to answer yes or no?
Do you normally sit
no.
on it? Okay. I guess you can sit on anything.
Yes, you can.
Did I build it?
No.
Okay. What is in this room? Was it questionable because you didn't know if it was in this room?
I'm only allowed to answer yes or no.
You could say yes or no to that. Were you questioning whether it was in this room because you didn't know if I had it in this room or not?
No.
Oh, God. Could be anything at this point.
She's really sweating, people.
I am sweating.
This girl needs to limit 2 coffees a day.
Don't you dare limit my coffees, mother. They are soothing.
You're not going to sleep tonight.
Oh, you have no idea. I will crash so hard. It's not electronic. No. You don't sit on it.
No.
It's not part of the house. It's in this room. It's not edible. Do you own one too?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stop giggling. It's not that funny. Is it on one of us?
No.
You own it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop. You are.
Because you're going to be so mad when I tell you what it is.
It's not that obvious. Stop looking at me. Stop it. She's Is it my? Oh no, there's not writing on it. I asked if there's writing on it, right? Yeah.
Yes.
There's
that
no writing.
Counts as a question.
No, it does not. Reiterating a question is not asking a question. No, there's no writing on it. Oh. Well, is it squishy?
Yes.
Oh my God! Stop. Why? Why are you so giggly?
Because I'm tired.
Oh my God!
You're high strung, and I'm like
squishy. It's squishy and you own one. Is it a pillow?
No.
Is it a stuffed animal?
Yes.
Is it that giraffe stuffed animal? Oh my God, she's staring at a giraffe stuffed animal. What? That was not that funny. She's crying. She's actually crying about a stupid giraffe. Stop it. She can't speak. Now I gotta do the whole show with myself because she's inaudible.
Oh, Rachel.
How about that was the only one we did?
I think that's a great idea.
Literally wiping tears away. Do you want my sweat damper?
I'm good.
Okay. The thing I use to damp my sweat. So D asked, how is the DC and Netflix special? So that's what I did this weekend. That's why I just flew in from DC. Colleen was filming a Netflix comedy special where they videotape, they film, I don't know what's the term anymore. They filmed her live show. She had to do a special live show because of copyright material, so you can't use like Britney Spears song unless you pay for it. So it was a special show, and she did 2 in a row. She had a dress. So we flew in Thursday night, had rehearsals all Friday, and then woke up, had a rehearsal Saturday morning, and then she did she did a meet and greet, a show, a meet and greet, and a show, and then we shot about an hour of pickups, which was she had to redo some things for camera angles and stuff. So that was our Colleen. And by the way, she did all this being 6 months pregnant and her pelvis decided to like break itself. So she was in excruciating pain the whole time and she did amazing. And it looks so cool. Netflix, like,
can't wait to see it.
Oh my God. I almost cried at the opening because like I can't explain what happens. Cause like, I'm not going to like spoil anything, but oh my God, it was awesome. It was so freaking cool. I got to be in it, so I'm going to be on Netflix. So
do you know when it comes out?
Whenever they're done editing it. So they don't have a release date. Colleen was like, probably 4 or 5 months. Yeah. Because they have to edit it, and then they edited it, and then they edit it some more, and then they edit it some more, and then it goes through lawyers, and they edit it some more, and then Colleen gets her hands on it, and she goes, oh, no, 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 no. And then they edit it some more. So it goes through a lot before it actually goes live. But it was insane. It was so cool. And she powered through that. And she will not perform at anything less than 110%. Like, right. She won't do it. She's, like, crying before she goes on stage because she's in so much pain. And then she hits that stage, and it's she just turns it on.
Yep.
And then she gets off stage. She's like, oh, my God. after the second show, she took a 20-minute break to do pickups. Before she did the pickups, she just sat for 20 minutes because she needed it. And I had to go on stage unprepared and just entertain the crowd. So the people that were there for the 8 o'clock show got about a 20-minute Q&A from me.
Bonus.
Hey, y'all. It was fun, though. And I was like, wow, my whole life has been leading up to this moment where I have to entertain the crowd for Netflix. So, you know.
Maybe you'll get your own special.
No, I'm good. Shireen asks, what do you think Miley's next step is? So she's talking about Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew.
Oh, okay.
So Miley was like, she was Hannah Montana, and then she was like, she stopped being Hannah Montana, which is like normal, and then she was like bangers and like went all crazy and like but I, you know what, I didn't even think she was that crazy. I just thought she was just a hippie living her life.
Right.
She's always been a great person and hasn't really had any scandals. And then she was like, I'm not smoking weed no more. I am going to sing about Malibu. And then she just like didn't do anything after that. Mm-hmm. She's always worked with Happy Hippies, which is her foundation for homeless kids, homeless LGBTQ plus kids. It's a great foundation. Happy Hippies is awesome. But she hasn't really done anything since she was like, I'm sober. Here's a ballad. And then
maybe she's taking some time for herself.
I think she is taking some time for herself. And what her next step is going to be, I think she's going to find a middle between her high hippie phase and her mellow Malibu on the beach phase. She's going to find a happy middle between the two. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think she's ever going to go off the deep end.
No.
Like, I think she's just too much of a good heart for that. So I think that's what she's going to... She's going to find a happy middle that pleases both crowds. And like that's where she's just going to live the rest of her life. And I'm excited for that. I've always been a fan of her. I love bangers. Her concert will always be my favorite concert I've ever gone to. She was like, she could sing live so well. You don't get that much anymore. And I will always, if anyone asks what my favorite concert is, it will always be her. And I have been to Britney Spears live in Vegas. I have seen Aaron Carter live. I have seen, what was it? Modest Mouse. I've seen Iggy.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a few in my day, but Miley's was definitely my favorite. I haven't seen an Ari one.
No,
Ariana Grande. I haven't gone. Been invited, didn't go.
Uh-oh.
Whoops. No, it was after my car crash. I was invited, and then I got in a car crash, and I was like, hey, I'm not going to that concert tomorrow.
Little shooken up.
A little shook. Amara asked, what's one thing you can't travel without?
My phone.
I'm gonna say my wallet.
Oh,
because then I could buy whatever I need. Hey yo. Also, I need my ID to if I'm going on a plane or a train. Ballinger fan asks, what's my favorite product I've tested in one of my videos? Yours is the bun thing I gave you.
Oh yes,
that was amazing. Mine, I do use a lot of them. One is the iced coffee maker. It's like this thing you put in the freezer and it makes your iced coffee. Honestly use it constantly. Another is the thing that you like when you have a pump bottle like of lotion, and then you have a, like it's like, oh, can't pump anymore, but there's still some left in it. You screw on this like squirt top and you flip it upside down and then it becomes a squirt bottle and you get the rest of like the lotion out. I freaking love it. I use it constantly. Oh my god, I got a month more out of my lotion than I would have just thrown. What do?
I just balanced the two bottles of lotion together
on top of each other.
It's like nobody touched that till tomorrow.
It falls over though.
Sometimes.
Another thing that I actually gave to Dad as well, because I had multiple, is like when your toothpaste has run out and you're like, you're like trying to like twist the bottom to get the extra out. It's this thing that squeezes it all. Like it puts, it squeezes it all to the top. Some of these products are actually really great. I love them. I didn't test those. These are just other things I've bought in life. Just about to tell you like random objects I own. I'm like, this is great.
A stuffed giraffe.
Oh my god, you and that stuffed giraffe. Katie asks how you feel about Colleen's tour ending. She needs it. She has one more show.
One more.
In Orange County this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's done. She has needs nothing to else. Rest. She's not done for life, guys. Have you met her?
Yeah, right.
Not even a year, probably. I give her 9 months after the baby's born.
And it's not like she's not doing anything. She's still be creating. Online. She has to keep creating.
That girl
she
can't stop. Sit still. No. She's like me on 6 cups of coffee. So, she needs it. Oh my god, her body is literally breaking. Her pelvis is done for. Her vagina is done for now. But it's painful. Kids being pregnant sounds great. But anyway, so she needs it. She just needs it to be like. She loves touring, but at this point, she needs to take a break. When was the last time she ever took a break from touring? When she was filming Haters? No, even then.
No, she'd
she's
go
still
on weekends.
Freaking toured while filming Haters.
Yeah.
Dear God. A woman is never
the
ending.
Energizer bunny.
Yeah. Sharon also asked, did I watch Hannah Montana when I was little? No, I watched it as a weirdly older child. I did watch it, but I was not little at that time. Did you ever watch any episodes?
No, just in passing.
It was so cringy. It was, I was at the age where I realized, like, oh, this isn't acting. This is cringy.
Yeah.
But I still watched it because I was like, I'm not giving this up. Yeah. I'm not giving it up. I love that stuff. All right. Last question. Clara, what's worse? Clara asked, what's worse? When someone is talking up close to you and they have nasty breath, or when someone has something stuck in their teeth and you're just staring at it the whole time while they're talking?
Bad breath.
Bad breath, 110%.
If somebody has something in their teeth, if I know them well enough, I'll go, oh,
I'll point to it.
Right there.
Yeah. And or even if I don't know, I'm like, honey, just so you know, you have something in your teeth.
Yeah.
Someone asked, I didn't write it down. Someone asked me if I like ASMR. No, I have a mouth noise thing and I hate whispering.
Yes, you do.
I can't stand when I can hear someone chewing with their mouth open. And I hate when I can hear spit in your mouth when you're talking. I hate it. Oh my gosh. So ASMR is actually my nightmare. I'd have a full blown anxiety attack. It is my phobia.
What is ASMR?
It's like a noise thing. So it's like people whispering or eating close to a microphone and all you hear is them eating or all you hear is them whispering or something. Right. It's my actual nightmare.
Yeah.
I almost closed my laptop. That's the thing that's recording this, because I was like, we're done. We're done talking about the things I wrote down. So I almost closed the laptop. I need to go to bed.
You
need to drive home.
I need to go home.
But I had a lot of fun recording this.
Yay!
You cried once. I think that's good enough. And I think either Matt or my dad is trying to sneak into this room right now with the dog. There's the dog.
Here goes my armpits.
All right, let's wrap this up. I love you guys so much. Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.